be virtually always on time because I have to be finished before the Seder starts at 3 o'clock. Lots of the yeshiva.
Sargat El Teraway, North West London, Sunday, third day Hanukkah, 26th of Kislev.
Okay.
27th of Kislev, 10th of December, Rabbi Tzvi Malmsteen Shlita, Birchas Haroeh Ne Hanukkah. This week's Teraway is sponsored anonymously. It's because Ashur and
Mansfield,
Achayolim, Ramel Hamar, Sheikh, and Rabbi
Okay. We'll start with a shayla, halacha lemaisa, dika shayla. Someone who's coming home from work late, and they've already, let's say, they know that they're going to come home late, so they ask their wife to light at home for them, bizman. And then they're coming down the road, they're walking down Gold's Green Road, and they see the Ner Chanukah. Are they meant to make a bracha? No, I'm not talking about the Chabad ones. I'm talking about a real Ner Chanukah. I see someone's Ner in the window. Are they obligated to make a bracha? So let's have a look at the Gemara. We'll see the Rishonim, and eventually, hopefully, we'll get to the Halacha Lemaisa. So let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara is the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says, speaking about the different brachas that we make on their Chanukah. So the Gemara says, Omer B'chir bar Ashi, Omer Rav, Hamadlik Ner Chanukah Tzarech Levarich, Rabbi Yirmi Omer Haroya Ner Chanukah Tzarech Levarich. The Madlik needs to make a bracha, and the Roya, the person who sees the Ner Chanukah, also needs to make a bracha. It's a fascinating concept, that just seeing, even if you haven't actually lit the menorah, seeing the Ner Chanukah also requires a bracha. So the Gemara says, Haroya Ner Chanukah Tzarech Levarich, my Mevarich. What's the bracha that you make? Oma Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon Hamadlik Mevarich Shalosh. You make three brachas on the first day. Yeah. You make Lahadlik, Shasanisim, and Shechiyanu. Haroya Mevarich Shtayim. The Roya, the person who just sees the Ner Chanukah, he only makes two brachas. What the two brachas that he makes? Obviously, he doesn't make Lahadlik because he's not lighting, but he makes Shasanisim and Shechiyanu. Okay, fine. Now, this is an interesting Rashi over here. Hopefully, we'll get back to Rashi. Is very, very strange. Rashi says, Haroya Ner Chanukah. This is in the second Maramokim on the list. It says, Haroya Ner Chanukah, Koi al Shaloi Hidlik Bebesai. Yeah? It's talking about someone who hasn't lit at home. Or they haven't lit for him at home. And he's Roya Ner Chanukah. He sees a Ner Chanukah. But Rashi says something very, very interesting. Va'over Brishos Rabin. That's the scenario that we talked about before. He's going down Golders Green Road. Va'roya Oysa Bepischa Yisrael. He sees the Ner Chanukah Bepischa Yisrael. What's he coming? La'afuke. What's Rashi coming to exclude? Va'roya Oysa. So it means maybe the Kratzmuch tree. I don't know. But Rashi is very strange. You continue this Rashi. Rashi says, "Roy Oisa bePischa Yisrael, Shemitzvah lehaniach bePesach." Why is that relevant? Roy Ner Chanukah. You see Roy Ner Chanukah. We know what Ner Chanukah. Why does Rashi have to explain now where the mitzvah is to put the? It's very strange, this Rashi. Yeah, but that's nothing to do with the Roya. That's to do with the Madlik.
No, the Roya sees it through the window. Yeah.
It means you're saying that the Roya has to see it without a window.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a big kiddush. Okay, let's see what we'll come up to a different pshat. Tzarech Levarich Bracha al Horishon. Fine. So the first thing which needs explanation is why is the whole Arichas in Rashi? Rashi tells us that where you have to put it, surely that's not Negea to the Roya. Now, the second thing is, what is the Mechayev? This is a very strange bracha, a very unique bracha that one makes on Birkas Haroya. We never find with other mitzvahs that there is such a concept of Birkas Haroya. If you see someone picking up a lulav, you don't have a lulav yourself. Do you make a bracha? So why does it, when it comes to mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, all of a sudden Chazal will attack in a special bracha? And it's not my kasha, Tosis asked the kasha. Tosis says, Haroya Ner Chanukah, Tzarech Levarich. B'sham mitzvahs kigoyin alula v'sukkah lo tikinu levorich. They never made it. There was never takana to make a bracha on mitzvahs lulav. Why not? If by Ner Chanukah we find that a roya, someone who's not actually fulfilling the mitzvah, he makes a bracha by lulav and sukkah. Someone doesn't have a sukkah. Someone doesn't have a lulav. Should also be a bracha. There should be a special bracha. Very strange. So Tosis is really asking this kash. Lo tikinu levorach l'roya ela gabi Ner Chanukah. So Tosis says two things. What's the difference? Number one, Mishum Chavivus Hanes. There's a special Ava, a special Chavivus that we have towards the Nes of Chanukah, and therefore we make a bracha, a special Nes when it comes, a special bracha when it comes to Ner Chanukah. The second pshat Tosis says, V'gam Mishum, and this is what I wanted to focus on, V'gam Mishum Sheyesh Kama Bnei Adam She'ein Lohem Batim. The mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Metukun Dafka, if you have a bias. And some people don't have houses. They don't have houses, so they're not going to be able to fulfill the Ner Chanukah. Don't tell me to put it on top of the car. Yeah, because maybe that's called a bias, I don't know. But some people who don't have a Ner Chanukah, they don't have a bias. If they don't have a bias, they haven't fulfilled the obligation, right? So if they don't have... they haven't fulfilled the obligation. So it says, Tosis, v'ein biyodom l'kayim ha-mitzvah. You don't have the ability, these people who don't have a house, they don't have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah. So therefore, they made a bracha. Now, this is a pella otzum. What on earth is Tosis saying? V'ein biyodom l'kayim ha-mitzvah? They can't fulfill the mitzvah because they don't have a house. That I understand. But in what way is Birchas HaRoya somehow replacing that? That's a pella otzum. So it says, because they can't fulfill the mitzvah, therefore there was matukin Birchas HaRoya.
Huh? Better
than nothing. Better than nothing. He hasn't solved the issue. The issue is he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. Okay, so we'll give you instead something else. That thing doesn't replace the problem. The problem is it can't be Mekayim and Mitzvah. So Tosis says, okay, so we're going to be attacking Birchas HaRoya. How does Birchas HaRoya solve the issue? Pele Otzum. That's very, very shuen, Tosis. Okay. So Yesh Lachkar. What is Birchas HaRoya? The Mitzvah of saying She'asa Nisim. When you see someone else's Ner, you haven't fulfilled your Mitzvah yet, you haven't lit at home, and you see someone else's Ner, the bracha that you make she'asa nisim, what is the chiyuv? Is the chiyuv a birchas hashevach, or is it a birchas hamitzvahs? So, simply speaking, you would have said that it's a birchas hashevach. You're giving shevach v'hidosh, she'asa nisim naveisin, b'yom ha'meheim b'zman hazeh. That's a classic birchas hashevach. In Tosis, it sounds like that it's a birchas hamitzvahs. I'm going to explain how it can be a birchas hamitzvahs. But Tosis understands the aim biyodom l'kayim hamitzvah. Somehow, by seeing it, you are fulfilling somewhat your obligation of mitzvahs hadlaka, or mitzvahs ner chanukah at least. You might not have lit in the ner chanukah, but somehow that's the fulfillment of ner chanukah. So we're going to explain how that can possibly be, but it's meduyik, at least in Tosis, ve'ein biyodom l'kayim hamitzah, sounds like that when you say she'asa nisim, somehow that is a kiyum of Ner Chanukah. But just before we explain how that can be, let's have a look at the Meiri, the fourth Maramokim on this list, and we'll see the Meiri is clear that it's a Birchas HaShevach. So if we want to establish a machlokes rishonim, it sounds like there's machlokes Tosis and Meiri, if it's a birchas hashevach or a birchas hamitzvah. If you look at the Meiri says, mi she'ein loy lehadlik, ve'einoy b'mokum shehei efshel loy liros. He doesn't have what to light with, right? So imagine someone in the Second World War who's escaping the Nazis, is in the forest. He doesn't have oil, he doesn't have a candle. Should he make a bracha she'asa nisim? He hasn't seen anyone else's Ner. Should he make a bracha she'asa nisim? Should he make a bracha haroya? He's not seeing anything. The Gemara says, someone who sees, says the Meiri, mi she'ein loy lahadlik ve'ein b'mokim she'yehe esh loy lahadlirois. Yesh oimrim shemevorich le'atzmoish osa nisim. Says the Meiri, an unbelievable chiddush. Even if you haven't seen, you still make a brichas haroya. You still make a brichas she'osa nisim. Why? Because he's learning that the brichas she'osa nisim is a brichas hashevach. You don't see it? Okay, seeing it is better. It's better than when you see it, then you can make a bracha. But if you don't see it, you should still make the shevach. She'osa nisim na'vasim. It's Chanukah today. We've got to make a bracha. That's clearly the other side of Tosis. Tosis sounds like that's a biyodei l'kayim ha-mitzvah, that's somehow some form of kiyum mitzvah. That means the bruchah she'osa nisim is somehow fulfilling your obligation of Ner Chanukah. And the Meiri saying, even if you're doing nothing to do with the mitzvah, it's just Chanukah today, you make a bruchah ha-shevach. You make a bracha, stam, you make a bracha on she'osa nisim. It sounds like a machlekes rishon. Now, we're going to try and explain why on earth should it be a birchas ha-mitzvahs. We're still left with that question. Why on earth should it be a birchas ha-mitzvahs? Birchas ha-shevach, we understand. Giving shevach to Rebbein Shlem, he did nisim by Yom HaHem, Bazman HaZeh. But why is it that it should be a birchas ha-mitzvahs? Surely, what is the mitzvah Ner Chanukah? It's to light it. So, if you just see it, someone else has done the mitzvah, and you're just seeing it. So, let's have a look at the Rambam. The Rambam adds a few words. With this Rambam, we'll be able to understand what the mitzvah is. The Rambam says, it's the fifth Maramakim on the list, it says, Mipnei zeh, Hiskinu chachomim sheba'oise hador, sheyiyu shmoynes hayomim ha'elu, shetchiloson mileil chamisho ve'esrim, ve'kislev yemei simcha v'halel. It's days of simcha and halel, umadlikim bahem haneirois be'erev, al pischei habatim b'chol laila v'laila. You light in the entrances of the house every night, mishmonis halelis, from these 8 nights, leharois ulegalos hanes. The mitzvah of hadlokas haneris is leharois, is to show. It's not just a commemoration, it's not just a zecher hanes. The purpose of the neris is leharois is hanes. Leharois is hanes. Persume nisa. Leharois, the gedder is leharois. Once we understand that the purpose of the mitzvah is to show other people, when someone is a roya, he's completing the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is leharis hanes, then the person who sees it is actually completed the mitzvah. If the purpose of the mitzvah is to show someone else, then the guy who sees it connects with the mitzvah, he also has a ner. He doesn't have it in the form of being madlik this ner, but he has it in the form of being roya the neir. So the roya is actually part of this mitzvah. So now we can understand why Tosas perhaps says it's some form of kiyum mitzvah. It might not be the highest level of kiyum mitzvah. The highest level of kiyum mitzvah is actually lighting it. But the person who sees that mitzvah is completing the ri'ah. That the purpose is leharis hasanes. Leharis. Or legalis hasanes. So that's the pshat, perhaps, that's the pshat in Tosis. Now I'm going to show, let's get to the halacha lemaisa. Yeah, someone, we started off with the shaila, the scenario, someone is coming back late from work, let's say he's coming back 12 o'clock, he knows that he's coming back, so he's told his wife, please light bizmanoi, which is the correct thing to do, light at home, bizmanoi for me, and ishtei kegufoi, so she can light for him, and that's what he's done. But now he comes down, he's walking home, and he sees someone who's, you know, his menorah is still burning. Now should he make a bracha of she'asa nisim? Should he make a birchas haroya? So there seems to be a big machlokes rishonim about this. The Magid Mishnah brings down machlokes Rambam and Rashba about this, and we're going to see that it's actually a stira in the halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, from one simon to the next, is Soisi himself. So we're going to discuss a possible answer. So let's have a look at the Magid Mishnah, which is the sixth Maramokim on the list. It says, Shom b'memra muvo'eres. Okay, Upirish Rabbeinu. First line, Upirish Rabbeinu, Haroya Oysa b'loy birich, Dato Izal, says the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam's opinion is, She'afal pisha yotza min ha-mitzah, even though he's fulfilled his mitzah. For example, kegoin shehidliku alav b'toich beisoy. That means someone in his household has lit for him at home. Mevorich, He makes a bracha. He sees a ner. He's walking down the street. His wife has lit for him at home. He still makes a bracha. V'zeh das k'sas ha'goyim. So the Rambam's opinion is, even if someone's lit for him at home, he walks past someone else's ner, he goes and makes a bracha.
Which one?
Shasa nisim. V'ha Rashba zal kosav. Rashba says no. Mistabra b'shaloi hidlik. We're talking about a case when someone else hasn't lit for him at home. He hasn't lit himself, and no one else has lit for him. And three conditions. It says, you haven't lit yourself. No one's lit for you at home, and you're not intending to light. Under those three conditions, you see someone else's nair, then you've got to make a bracha. So this is a big, huge machlokes for Rishonim. The Rambam says it doesn't matter, even if he's fulfilled his obligation, someone else has lit for him, and he's been mekayim his mitzvah of hadlakas haneiros. But nevertheless, he still sees someone else's neir, he goes and makes a bracha she'asa nisim. Whereas the Rashba says no, only under three conditions, then you make a bracha of she'asa nisim. Firstly, you haven't lit yourself, your wife hasn't lit for you, and you're not intending to light. Okay? So how do we paskin the halacha? So we're going to see that...
Would Rambam say if you walk down the street and you see like 100 different menorahs, you'd say...
No, you'll only make it once. You'll only make it once, yeah.
Why?
Because Chazal, otherwise you can light Neiris as well. Light it a few times and you make lehadlik.
If you say once, you would say it 100 times.
But why don't we make lehadlik also? Light a few menorahs, make a few brachas on lehadlik. Chazal matakin one bracha.
But if they're not
why
three conditions.
Why
is he not lighting again?
Huh?
Why is he not going to light?
Let's say he doesn't have any oil.
Huh?
He doesn't have oil.
Why is he not?
Candles.
He's intending to light later.
Yes, so that would be Machlokes Rishonim. That's Machlokes Rambam and Rashba.
Three conditions.
Yeah, that's three. He says three.
Yeah, he said he was. Let's say the only three, two.
Oh, no, it means any one of these conditions. Any one of them, yeah. Okay. Is it a mailer in saying it? Doesn't sound like it. Dafka in his own one? On anyone?
So
any year?
Yeah. For him, yeah. He can be the kind of the basis
on his own menor. Nice shayla. I don't know. It's a nice shayla. Okay. So let's have a look. How do we pass in the halacha? And you're going to see the Shulchan Aruch is soise himself. In Simon Tov Reish Ein Vav Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Mi shiloi hidlik. Three conditions. He's not lit. He's not going to light. And no one's lit for him. Who's he paskening like? He's paskening like the Rambam. Sorry, no, he's paskening like the Rashba. The Rashba. Yeah.
You're right.
Then the third. So that's one Simon and Shulchan. Shulchan Aruch. The next simon in Tofresh Ein Zayin Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch passes as a stira. Yeshoyim Sha'af Al Pi Shemadlikim Al B'Teich Beisoy. Even though he's someone's lit for him at home, Im Hu B'Machem She'ein Bo Yisrael Madlik B'Brachas. He makes brachas. So it's not my kasha. The Mishnah Brua asks this kasha.
Change the kasha.
Oh, so you're reading too carefully, that's the problem. But the kasha, the fum riata, simply speaking, there seems to be a stirrup, right? There's a contradiction. On the one hand, in Simon Tofresh Ein Vav, he passes out the Rashba. He says, you only make the bircha she'asa nisim when no one else is lit for you and you're not intending to light. And you're not going to light that night, so then you make a bracha she'asa nisim. In the second one, it says, "Afal pisha madlikin lav b'toich beisa." His wife is litten for him. He still makes brachas.
Yeah.
I don't know what your name is. What's your name?
Yecheskel.
So Yecheskel is saying, "Well, it says you make the bracha she'asa nisim."
No, but he doesn't say that. He says about a roya b'toich. In the second.
In the second one, he says,
"Who
among Yisrael?" It says, Bebrachas, what do you mean? It says, Bebrachas. The Mishnah Berurah asks this kasha. And I say, if you look at it carefully, there's already a hint to the answer, which is you're picking up on. So Shar Tzion answers it. He brings from the Mama Modcha a yeshuv, very beautiful yeshuv, which will show you how far the Birchas Arayah is, and you're all going to become Chassidish after this. I'll show you why. Right? Huh? Whichever one you choose. Listen to this. Listen to this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm not sure about you, but... Okay. My Mama Modcha is Miyashiv Bedoichik. Listen to this unbelievable Chiddush. The Das HaMechaba. The Shiny Hossam Shehu B'mokim Yisrael V'roi HaNeiris. One place in the Mechaba is talking about, the first Mechaba in Tofrish Einvav, is talking about he was in a place where there's a lot of Yidden. And he sees Neiris. He's walking down Golders Green Road and he sees lots of Neiris. Yeah. The given Shepotter Me'ika HaMitzvah Ali Deshe Madlikanov B'toich Bebesoi, seeing as Me'ikarad in his potter, because he's got his wife to light for him. Ve'in Tzorach LaHadlik, he doesn't need to light. He's fulfilled his obligation of Adlokah, because someone in his house has lit for him. Ve'gam Roya Neiris Chaveroi, and also he sees other people's Neiris, because he's walking down Golders Green Road. Ve'loi Boi Ladlokhi K'dei L'Roisam, he doesn't need to light in order to see them. He doesn't need to make a bracha alariya. He's already fulfilled his main obligation, which is to light, because his wife is light for him. So that's the first mechab in Tofrish Ein Vav. However, Barom in Simon Tofrish Ein Zayin, the second thing, Hocha Shehu B'mokim She'ein Shom Yisrael. We're talking about a case where there's no other yid. The Einu Roy HaNeiros, and he doesn't see the Neiros. Even though the actual halacha of hadlaka, he's fulfilled his main mitzvah of hadlaka, mikol mokim chayiv hu lirois haneiros. He's gotten the obligation of seeing the neiros. Even though he's fulfilled his etzem mitzvah hadlaka, there's a chayiv ri'ah. Umei acha shetzorch lehadlik kidei lirois haneiros. Madlik bebrochas. Unbelievable chiddush this. He's saying in the second mechaba is talking about where he hasn't seen the neiros. Even though he's fulfilled his etzem mitzvah of hadlaka, he's got a chiv to be madlik in order to be roya. So you see how far this mitzvah of re'ia is. That's what I mean, becoming chassidish, right? The chassidim have a big minhag of sitting by the neiros and looking at the neiros. We're saying, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us there's a technical halacha which comes out of it. If you haven't seen the Neiros, even though you've fulfilled your obligation of seeing the Neiros because your wife has lit for you, nevertheless there's a chiyuv to be roya ad kedei kach, that you have to light Neiros in order to be roya, and you make a brachas on them. Isn't that a fascinating chiddush? What brachas would you make, by the way? No, I'm not sure about that. It could be that you would, because you've already been mekayim your mitzvah with the hadlik with your wife, you would only make shas and nisim. You'd be mechuyev to light in order to see. And what brachas would you make? You'd make shas and nisim. Isn't that? Brachas, yeah. Shas and nisim, shechion.
He's lighting when he hasn't actually got a house where he is. How could he do the lab? What?
No. Here he has got a house. Here we're talking about.
He's got a house at home.
He's got a house at home.
He's gone to Singapore or somewhere. Right.
Right.
So he's in the street or wherever he is.
No. So then that's too late. He can't do anything. That's too. You can't just light it in the street. Was that's that, not
so. So
he's got a hotel somewhere. So he should light in the hotel.
Right.
Okay. So this is an unbelievable chiddush. Let's get so halacha lemaisa. I don't know. You know. You have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But I'll tell you what comes out of the shtickle upon it. It comes out. There's three different cases. Yeah. If you've lit at home, or if you're not, no one's lit for you at all, then we said there's machlekes rishonim. If you can make shas on this, Meiri and Tosus maybe. But what happens if your wife has lit for you at home? So then it will depend. If your wife has lit for you at home and you can see other neiros, then you don't need to make a bracha. You've seen the neiros, that's good enough. However, if your wife has lit for you, and there's no Neirish to see. For example, you come home too late, you come home past 12, and all the Neirish in Golders Green Road are out. So then there's a chiev to be madlik, you'll come out of this mission of Berurah Shatzin, there's a chiev to be madlik in order to be Roya. And you'd make Berurah Shatzin, isn't that a fabulous chiddush? Okay, let me just give it, how many minutes, I've got 4 minutes? Yeah? So then I'll just Fabulous, okay. So I'll just share with you a short idea.
Hilchus Rosh Hashanah. If you've got a chiev to light, you might as well light and say the whole for the first block as well.
Sorry?
If you're obliged to light.
Yes, so I'm not sure about that. But here the chiev hadlaka is in order to be roya. So the question, and you technically have fulfilled the obligation with your wife having litten. This is a funny scenario, it's not a classic case. You've already fulfilled your mitzvah hadlaka. You've filled your mitzvah hadlaka with your wife lighting, and that is a kiyum mitzvah hadlaka. Now we're saying there's another chiev, there's a chiev re'ia. So this chiev re'ia is mechayev you to light in order to be roya. It's an unbelievable chiddush. Unbelievable chiddush. Okay, just share with you an interesting thought that I saw in a Sefer, Ravram Shah Sefer. He's got a Sefer called Halekach V'Halibuv. He says a fascinating idea. He says, why do we spin the dreidel on Chanukah? So he says, like this, that we don't find anything in it naturally which is square. We don't find anything which is naturally square. Rabbeinu Shlom made everything in circles. The planets are roughly circles. You've got the you've got trees, stones. They're all circles. The Maharal explains what's the significance of a circle. Circle looks like there's no beginning. It just goes round and round. Round and round, there's no beginning point. Right? So, a tree is also round, yeah, from the top. Yeah? It's round. Round, maybe even the top of it is also round. The whole. Okay, anyway, I'll go upon him. He said, naturally, everything is a circle. However, a circle represents, there's no start point. A square, there's a start point. Yeah, which of the corners, I don't know. But there is a start point, right? The Yevonim believed Olam Kadmon Hu. That means the world always existed. Just continued to exist. They believed in circle. They believed the world was a circle. Not surprisingly, Yavon is Gematria 66, the same Gematria as Galgal. Galgal means a wheel, just a circle. Everything just goes round. There's no. And this is my Chiddush, I don't know if it's Emes. You have to check it up. Yavon, the same Gematria as Galgal. Now, the Olympics, what's the emblem of the Olympics? Circles. So this could be, I don't know at what point it started, but still, it could be connected with this idea. The Yevonim were into the Olympics. They believed the world was a circle. There's no Borei. There's no creator. Therefore, we take on Chanukah, we take a dreidel, and we spin it. What does it look like? It looks like a circle. When you spin it, it looks like a circle. But if you look closely, you'll see that it's a square. That's the world that we live in. We live in a world which looks like a circle. It looks like it's only teva. There's no Ribbono Shel Olam. If you look carefully in the world, you'll see there's a Ribbono. As Hashem, we should taka see nisim and neflois by yomim mohim bazman azeh.